We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia.
Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. With another lockdown in Western Australia, it puts travellers in yet another difficult situation. It is already difficult to travel internationally, and now travelling interstate isn't a smooth process either. Backpackers used to be so popular. You pack your stuff and you can travel everywhere you want. But right now, with the lockdown and restriction, you have to prove your residency in the state in a physical form. If you have followed the rules with all the documentations up to date, both digitally and physically, then traveling interstate can be much easier for you. But if you haven't updated your address even though you have moved to a different state, say your relative's place, or you rent a place without proper paperwork, then you will be in great trouble. Especially when it comes to trying to explain to an authority and prove that you are in fact a resident of that particular state. And trust me, you don't want to go there. Trying to explain over the phone to the authority that you have been living in a different state where all the evidence you have is your GP's letter and your family letters. It is high time for you to review whether you still have your details up to date in paperwork, whether it is with your payslip, license, Centrelink account, superannuation, bank statement, rental agreement, etc. I have seen people wanting to travel back home during the lockdown or restriction where they can't prove digitally they are in fact a resident of that state because they don't have a smartphone to take photos and they don't have the documents digitally or they haven't updated their address and hence they don't have any valid proof of residency. Hence, they have to wait for approval to be able to travel back home, while others can simply submit the form and just come back home for quarantine. Things can change so quickly. So, even if you have made plans, make sure you check the government's website before your departure and the trip back home. I'm not saying you should just stay at home to save all those troubles. I understand sometimes you have to travel due to circumstances, or you just want to have a relax. But when you do, make sure you check the restriction daily. After all, it is better to spend a few minutes online than being stopped at the border and may even get fined for breach of guidelines. And once again, if you have any suggestion or feedback, you are welcome to comment on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account. 土瓜留学记, and that's a wrap.